From the Elcott The Next Step Redeemery in Ventura, California, where the seabirds and those who take flight without feathers rest, recuperate, roost, and return. Yes, you are listening to Elcott The Next Step. I am Dr. Ed Elcott, and I have been reinvigorated. I have been revibrated. I have been cast down, flossed, waxed, buffed, and put up for people to look at. Yes, people to stare at, like I'm some kind of an oddity. But I'm not an oddity. I am Dr. Ed Elcott of Elcott. The Next Step. That is our exclamation proclamation for this week. That was an expulsion and an expiration of intestinal gas coming from Overlord One Eye. That almost qualified as a leveling, me pausing for as long as I did, but I think I'm going to be okay.
I didn't have data for you.
Dr. Elcott has been taken back to priesterly status 6. That is priesterly status 6. Give it a 5 and then a 6.
Roger.
All right, then. The leveling that we have initiated for priesterlies is now twofold. It is to remind the priesterly that their ego is getting in the way, and it's also to remind them that there will always be something to expel, no matter how good, how pure, no matter how righteous the path they walk. They've always got something they need to get rid of quick. Duck into an alley, lose it, back out on the street, calmly walking along, even though a black and white is cruising by, never lose your cool. How you feeling, Ed?
I'm feeling very good. I've just was, as you heard Gloria describe.
Now, hold on. You just said, I've just a buzz.
Oh,
and you just said fuck, too, so we gotta... Jesus. All hail, Elcott.
All hail, Elcott.
We gave Dr. Elcott what we call the double dose goose. We gave him the double dose goose because he tried to fake like he didn't misstep. He had misstepped, I'd heard it, and the attendant overlords, now in Lounge 4, hold on. Ed, you all right?
I'm all right now, but I saw that you were trying to suppress a belch.
So?
I am entitled to point that out.
Point it out all you want. What's that, overlords? Bullshit.
Bullshit. Oh, Gloria's about to get leveled, yeah.
Hi, how you doing? Go ahead, Orin, I'll be ready.
Damn, fuck me. That's right. Two can play this game.
We're not playing a game, Ed. It's a deadly game.
You know, Gloria, and I say this with the greatest of love, with your teeth out, you sound better than you did just there.
This is Elcott, The Next Step. I am Gloria Grover. I am Overlord Huggy. With me is the blended one, Dr. Ed Elcott, who thinks he's funny, and I have to break the news.
You misstepped.
Doesn't make any difference. I'm an overlord, and that wasn't much of an...
Misstepped twice.
Fuck it.
Hi, how you doing? Go ahead, Orin, I'll be ready.
How do you feel?
How do you think of here? She's a dick. What a dick.
It was not I who misstepped, but ye, Dr. Gloria Grover.
And I'm the doctor. I'm an overlord, dickhead.
She's right. I mean, it's right. I mean...
That's a solid leveling you got there, Ed.
You're not that good as shit. You got to turn to this.
Can I ask a question?
Who are you?
I'm General Galen Shaw.
Are you part of the show?
Shut
up, Ed. Are you part of the Phil Henry show?
Yes, I am. I'm walking by. I'm hearing belching. What's going on in here?
This is Elcott, the next step, chump.
Oh, excuse me.
What about that guy, huh, Ed?
He's allowed to because he's Elcott.
You know, Ed, you're an educated man. You're a man of taste, of style, of substance. But when you're leveled, you sound like somebody that's been sleeping in a haystack. You sound like a guy they found hanging around the rail yard. You know? You sound like some hobo off a boxcar.
Oh!
This is Elcott. The next step. Gloria Grover here. We've had several missteps this morning, and that's why you're hearing a great many levelings going out. But every time a leveling goes out, a leveling goes in. In Elcott, in the big thick one, it is written by Hevner Elcott, and this is chapter 6, verse 2, through Missouri. That is, that part of the big thick one that was written while they were going through Missouri. And this is, hold on for just a minute, okay? Oh, yeah.
Why do you get to do that?
Aren't you out of your leveling yet?
I am now, yes. Why do you get to just belch?
Because I'm drinking ginger beer.
Oh, okay. But I don't.
No, you don't. No, Ed, no. When you were an overlord, yes. The big thick one is broken down into chapters and into geographic locales. For instance, in the big thick one, it is written, when one expels, one impels. And to impel is to compel. To compel is to pell or pal. That is to pal around or pell around. When one pals around, one has a friend. When one pals around, one is not quite making friends. One is trying to grope or reach for or grope into an area that is verboten or forbidden. In Elcott, the next step, what we attempt to do when we are expelling ego is to fully expel. That's why this week we are using the expellation of Overlord Gas, Overlord Wheat Buckham, who died 3 years ago. Wheat was one of our great overlords, and so his death was unusual. He was a noble man. He was a great man. He was a man who taught all of us a great many things. And yet his death was so, I don't know, just...
Dr. Buckham died after having been hit by a tram. Where was it?
Knott's Berry Farm. Oh, my God, he's laughing. He's laughing.
I'm sorry.
You laughing now?
Yeah.
Yes, Wheats Buckham died after having been hit head-on by a Knott's Berry Farm tram. And yet there's Elcott, Dr. Elcott, going, boy, that's disappointing, Ed.
Sorry, I thought it was a Sully.
What?
I thought it was a Sully.
Who? I don't understand a word you're fucking saying.
This is Elcott, the next step.
In the big thick one, it is written, you, all of you out there. What does it mean? It means that we all travel together. We travel individually, separately in our souls, but without ego, we are all together. We are combined, we conform, we congeal, and we float out into the world as one egoless thing. We are, if you will, a blob, a slob, a mass, and yet we feel as one, light, feathery, pretty as you please. It is written in Elcott, this is the Through Maryland passage, that when one loses ego, it is almost as if one has relieved themselves twice in one sitting. Once to purify, the second to lift up. That's the phrase I'm looking for. To lift up and to set free.
Elcott.
The next step. Can I ask you a question?
Who the fuck?
Gloria, this is General Galen Shaw.
No, I know, but what do you want?
I just want to ask the question. The frequent belching, is that just for laughs?
Is that your question?
Is that your question?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, do I get an answer?
General Shaw, this way.
Oh, God. Jesus. For laughs? He thinks the belching's for laughs. If we do not air out, if we do not release the belch, this whole world goes to hell in a handcart.
It is true that in Elkhart, the next step, we hold the keys to humanity and civilization. Without ego, we have made ourselves elevental and elemental. We rise above and float, looking down, almost as if a parent has entered the room where a child is in a crib, and we look at humanity, an infant in a crib with a diaper full.
All hail Elkhart.
All hail Elkhart.
I can hear that belching in the next room.
Do you mind?
General,
do you mind? We're doing Elkhart the next step.
I'm trying to eat breakfast.
Well, why don't you go out to Denny's or something for... Tell you, hit up Leo's downtown.
Leo's?
In the big, thick one, it is written, I arose this morning and beheld that which he has seen. He is my kid brother, Elmer. Elmer has gone ahead to make way for the big, thick one. Heavener Elkhart, August 2nd, 1889, in Boven, Maryland. Now, what does that mean? He who has gone ahead. Well, let's go back to chapter 6, where it says, you, all of you out there. We now see that the younger brother is seeking all of you out there, and yet he's seeking the one. So he's given up his ego in search of another ego, the other ego, yonder ego, yonder's wall. Thank you. Dr. Elkhart, you're not going to get leveled, but you sitting there and laughing...
Forgive me, please.
Dr. Elkhart won't get leveled because we couldn't hear him laughing, but I sure as hell could see you.
I apologize greatly.
He was sitting there going... There was slot... I saw a snot and slobber.
Well, you called it snobber and slot, so isn't that worthy of a leveling? The overlords just answered.
What an asshole you are. So I've got to be... Now I've got to be leveled?
Yes. Because you didn't call it slobber, you called it stobber and slot. You fucked it all up, man.
Shit.
Hi, how you doing?
What an asshole. Seriously, young.
Well, you know, you have no problem, Gloria, pointing out the things what I do wrong. Now I'm pointing out the things what you do wrong.
Yeah. I got to sit here like that, yeah.
Gloria not only cannot be understood, but her face is contorted. You look a little bit white.
You just that. Oh, you just that. So you're going to do too.
What?
You're going to go, yeah. How'd you feel?
Day to the border to.
This is Elkhart, your next step. Feels pretty good, huh?